and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown.
There's an old saying in football that games can swing on just a handful of plays. Maybe that isn't always the case, but last Saturday, you could argue the game swung on one big play late in the first half.
Gavin Wimsett takes the snap. Badgers bring in heat. Wimsett throws to the right. Picked off. Ricardo Hall at the 10, left side 20. He's to the 30, to the 40. Hall to the 50, to the 40. Angles right 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Rather than the lead shrinking to as few as 3 points, the Badgers broke it open en route to their second Big Ten win in as many games. Now comes the rivalry portion of the schedule as the Heartland Trophy is on the line, not to mention control of the Big Ten West Division. This afternoon, the Badgers try to extend their overall winning streak to 4 games and beat today's opponent for what would be the 9th time in the last 12 meetings. From Camp Randall Stadium, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Iowa Hawkeyes. The Badgers pregame show is underway.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield.
Ron Dane has become the NCAA's all-time career rushing leader.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is. And this game is underway with a bang. One more time, J.J. Watt. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello, Russell Wilson.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards, catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon, 4-0-8.
Picked off by T.J. Watt, and he is gone. He is gone. The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Ball.
As the Badgers pour onto the field, they are Rose Bowl champions again.
10 to the 10, 10 to the 10, 10 to the 5.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger pregame show.
Mike Keller with you at Camp Randall Stadium. The game will kick today at 3:05. And when this schedule came out, it was obvious October would go a long way into deciding how the season would play out for first-year head coach Luke Fickell and the Badgers. They beat Rutgers a week ago. Next week, it's Illinois on the road and then Ohio State to wrap up the month. Today, it's Iowa. It's a trophy game, and the Heartland Trophy is an empty trophy case for Wisconsin right now. The attention put on the rivalry is obvious from the head coach, Luke Fickell, who said this when addressing the team earlier this week.
Let's just make sure we understand what rivalries are all about. Okay, we'll hit it at the very end. Okay, we did it in fall camp. Okay, I'll just tell you before we even get rolling, rivalries about the number one most important thing is about respect. Okay, respect. Respect doesn't just happen on Saturday. Respect happens when the week starts. Okay, of how we prepare and the mindset to which we do things, okay? This is a battle of toughness and whose will prevails, meaning deep down inside the will to play, because it's going to be a nasty physical game. You guys have been here, absolutely know exactly what it is that we're talking about. We must be willing to lay everything on the line and get our jobs done. This won't be about the pretty things or what looks good in the stat line. There are way more critical things that will be determining the outcome of this game than just the stat line, catches and, you know, tackles and sacks. And it's a hell of a lot more about the things that nobody talks about. They will play harder, hit harder, and be better prepared than what you even see on film. This is the nature of a rivalry. Don't be misled. As long as we understand that, and we prepare ourselves for what it is that we're going to get, we'll take care of business on Saturday. All right? But it's got to start. It started on Sunday a little bit. And it's got to make sure it travels today, Wednesday, okay, are critical, critical days in all that we do. Rivalry is about respect. Number one most important way to respect the rivalry is prepare our asses off. All right? That's what we got to do today.
That's Luke Fickell talking earlier this week. The Badgers put that out on their social media. Matt LePay, the voice of the Badgers, joins me. Coach gets it. They were talking about it all through camp. They had a night set aside each week during training camp to talk about rivalries, and then this week it's been all about Iowa.
Yeah, it's been kind of fun to watch because this is a new staff, and there are no Wisconsin connections, but a rivalry is a rivalry, and the fact that Luke Fickell, even on Monday in his news conference, he didn't have to be asked. It was his opening statement. He is a traditionalist. He loves rivalry games, and he's always had great respect for Iowa. He talks about the wrestling, certainly the history in that state, but the way the Hawkeyes play, they know who they are. It is a trenches game. And hearing that clip again a minute ago, Mike, it's the reminder to all of us is that head ball coach here is an old defensive lineman. So yeah. We talk about pretty ball all we want. I think this is the kind of game he really enjoys.
Man, we talk about, you just mentioned it, about programs that know who they are. Iowa hadn't changed in that regard. Wisconsin, on paper, has changed in that regard because the offense is called the air raid offense. I use air quotes on that. But this game still today will be decided on the ground, no?
Yeah, I think so. And by on the ground, it's Braylon Allen, Jackson Aker, and Tanner Mordecai, who is continuing to prove or confirm his ability to hurt teams with his feet. You know, with the conditions, the rain has backed off. It's still going to be a little bit blustery. So yeah. I would like to think Wisconsin could still get some things done in the air, but I do think, I agree with you, Wisconsin is in the early stages of changing maybe who it is. But on this day, it's, again, it's who's going to be the more physical team, who can run it, and who can stop the other guy from running it.
Man, whenever we talk about playing against Iowa, it comes down to defense and special teams. Now, this is the oldest adage in football at all levels. At least be even in the turnover battle today or plus goes a long way for Wisconsin to win the game.
You look back at last year's game, and you know, turnovers or a blocked punt, which happened last year. Iowa's touchdown drives were 17 yards and 18 yards.
Yeah.
And a pick six.
Yeah.
And then there was a 27-yard drive, speaking of air quotes, we're dealing with these drives, a 27-yard drive that led to a field goal. So, you know, how does a team like Iowa give itself the best chance? By getting the short field as often as possible, tilting the field in its favor. I think if you're Wisconsin, if you can make Iowa go 75, 80 yards, possession after possession, theoretically you're going to be in good shape, but you cannot do what happened last year. Iowa had, 146 yards of total offense for the game. 146 yards of total offense and won by two touchdowns.
Yeah. Deacon Hill is their quarterback, and he was here. There was a time when people were looking at him here and go, this kid can play. He didn't make it all the way here. What do you remember about him? What will we see from him?
I was reminded he was a four-star. Again, stars can matter. Yeah. But in this case, you know, big arm, obviously a big arm. He's a big man. He's about 260 pounds now. But the really strong arm. But it just never got going for him here. And obviously, you know, with Graham Mertz, with the excitement originally with him at quarterback and with Chase Wolf, he was never really able to get himself up the depth chart. And then after the coaching change, and he's talked about it even this week, he's got friends on this team for sure, but he thought, you know, maybe this is a time for me to go somewhere else. John Budmeyer on the staff of Kirk Ferentz, they're great connection there. So he was originally going to go to Fordham and then ends up in Iowa City. He got a lot of work, Mike, with the first group in the spring. But then, you know, you're behind Cade McNamara, and you're thinking you are going to be a backup. McNamara goes down with a season-ending injury against Michigan State. So I think in fairness to Deacon Hill, you know, he never threw a pass here. He's throwing his first passes right now. There's a lot of rust he's knocking off. He can sling it. But I think if you're Wisconsin, you're going to try to do everything you can to make him uncomfortable.
Matt, let me leave you with this. He'll take over with Mark Tauscher in a little less than an hour. But a lot of people believe that the road through Indianapolis and the western side of the Big Ten championship game goes through this game. It's just the third Big Ten game of the year for Wisconsin, the fourth for Iowa. But yes, this game will have a lot to do with
it. I'm just calling this a driver's seat game because it's obvious that the winner is going to be in a great spot. But I don't know if either team is all that where you're thinking, yep, they're going to run it. They're going to, the winner of this, there's no way it's going to have any trouble that's going to cost it a division championship. Because for Wisconsin, nothing has really been easy this season. But it's clearly a huge game. I'm not ready to call it a de facto championship game yet in this division. But it is a big step toward it. Can't deny that.
You know who it's easy for? Gary Dolphin.
Yeah,
everything's easy for that man.
This is the Buddy Boy Bowl. Do people think this is the Heartland Trophy? This is the Buddy Boy Bowl going on here
exactly
today.
Exactly right. Gary Dolphin in booth, and he'll join us when we come back. The pregame show continues in a moment. We'll visit with the voice of the Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Saturdays are made for football, and when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. At Correct Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
How do you...
by the Badgers.
The Badgers play here. Tune into every game for Wisconsin football right here.
Wisconsin Badgers football on WFHR is brought to you by Members Advantage Credit Union, 8th Street Auto, Tri-City Services, and Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Listen all season long on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We welcome you back to Camp Randall Stadium. I'm Mike Heller. UW Athletic proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, lots and lots of pizza, Old Dutch potato chips, and Pepsi. on Wisconsin. The Badgers and Hawkeyes kick off today, 3:05. This much is sure. The game carries a lot of weight in the Big Ten West. We were just talking about that with Matt LePay. Iowa has one Big Ten loss. The Badgers are 2-0 in the conference. The winner has an early inside edge at the West Division title. And along with that, it's a trophy game, a protected rivalry, Wisconsin and Iowa. Even when the league changes starting next year, these programs will remain connected on the field, also connected today by Iowa's starting quarterback, who is Deacon Hill. We'll get to that in a moment. Gary Dolphin now joins me, the voice of the Hawkeyes. We were talking on my show a couple of days ago. This rivalry matters. I know that Wisconsin has another one with Minnesota, but this one seems to me to always be the one in which the programs are most similar from success, from identity in who they are, and that hasn't changed even with today's game.
No, it really hasn't, Mike, and for good reason. I mean, you just look at the Hayden Fry coaching tree. When Hayden arrived in 1979 at Iowa, it all changed for the better. Barry Alvarez got here in 1990, and you know, it took Hayden 2 or 3 years to get to the Rose Bowl. Same thing for Barry. So while Iowa pretty much owned the series in the 80s, Wisconsin flipped the script mid to late 90s for 10-12 years, and now it's been kind of back and forth. And you know, McCarney, Bielema, Alvarez, Kirk Ferentz, Bernie Wyatt, recruited for both programs, and obviously Barry Alvarez, who Kirk and Barry worked together for 5-6 years. Kirk likes to tell the story when he came out from Pittsburgh as a grad assistant with the Panthers in 1981. Barry picked him up at the Cedar Rapids Airport in a K car. He said, I rode down I-380 in a K car when I first met Barry Alvarez. That's one of the great stories. That's got to be in your book, Coach.
That's why he stayed. Right?
Yeah.
Part of it.
Now you look between the chalk lines, and what do? They run the ball first. They'll take their shots downfield, and both teams have had great quarterbacks down through the years. And now what you have are two great defenses.
Yeah.
One has given up 3.6 yards a rush, the other 3.7. One allows 16 points, the other 18. And yet they still want to run the ball today. Iowa does, certainly on the road. But that's going to be hard to do. So Deacon Hill, Tanner Mordecai, I think they both got to hit some plays in the passing game and loosen things up a little bit.
Gary, you see it firsthand from week to week. And when we visited earlier this week, I want to get your perspective for our listeners today as to why and how this offense for Iowa has struggled to the level that it has. And if they're moving in a direction where answers are coming, or what do you see?
Well, let's take the last one first, Mike. They are moving in the right direction. This all started a year ago. Brian Ferentz, of course, he's been vilified in the media, not only in Iowa, but around the country. But this is an offense that averaged 31 points or close to 31 points a game, memory serves me correct, when they went to the Big Ten Championship and faced Cade McNamara and Michigan in 2021 or 2020, whatever it was. So it's an offense capable of scoring, but it's also an offense that runs the ball first. At the start of last year, they had two huge losses by injury. They had to throw some inexperienced guys in there. They got the snot beat out of them. They got down on their confidence, and it just kind of snowballed from there. And, you know, and I tell people, too, look, at Iowa, we're not used to losing Tristan Wirfs and Tyler Lindebaum guys like that when they have 2-3 years of eligibility left. That also took them a step or two back. And frankly, they missed on some recruits. It just didn't, they weren't as good as they thought they were going to be. That happens with everybody. So this year, they're still young and raw and a lot of inexperience. They brought in two kids out of the portal. One will be starting today, Rusty Feth. The other, Dejon Parker from Saginaw Valley, he's just been hurt a long time. He's not ready yet. So it starts with the offensive line. It always does at Iowa. They're getting better, but they're not there yet.
Phil Parker's defense has always been lauded. It's fantastic. Again, special teams are a big selling point for what Iowa does today. What makes defense and special teams good for this team?
Well, you mentioned Phil Parker and Norm Parker before him, and that's who he learned from. And Iowa's always had good defenses since Hayden got there in the late 70s. You know, Bill Brazier had wonderful defenses for a lot of years. But I think it starts with the upfront pressure. Now, they lost Van Ness. He left with 2 years eligibility to the Packers. I mean, good for the Packers. Lucas is going to be a great player. They lost Jack Campbell. They lost Seth Benson. Riley Riley in the back, Riley Moss at one corner, Kayvon Merriweather at a safety. But with Phil's, it's all about the system, Mike. Phil Parker's line is, don't let him beat you over the top. We're going to play that base 4-3 or 4-2-5 with the cash back. Now, he's blitzing some more, so he'll send some guys, but not a whole lot. The whole mantra is have Torrey Taylor bury a punt inside the 10 and make you drive it 90 yards, assuming you're going to make a mistake at some point.
Yeah, and Cooper DeJean is a game changer. We've seen him change games firsthand, and he's that guy.
He's a bigger version of, I'm not saying he's Tim Dwight, but he reminds me a lot of Tim Dwight. Great speed. Tim was 5'8", 190, 195. This kid is 6 foot 205. And when he turns it on, when he hits the afterburners, he is gone. I mean, that punt return he had 2 weeks ago against Michigan State was amazing. Two guys came all the way across. He had the angle on him, and he hit the jets and ran right by him on the near sideline. But he's a tremendous defensive back, too. He's a preseason pick for Defensive Player of the Year. He's the real package. He's the whole package. He's the real deal. He understands. And he lives for moments like this. You mentioned on the road. First place at stake. It's real early. There's six games left to go in the season. But he looks at every game as his last.
Last one, Gary. The more things change, the more they stay the same. It's an oversimplification, but the turnover margin today likely decides the game. It always seems to in this rivalry.
Yeah, and it happens a lot on special teams. Iowa was in a deep hole early in the year. Turnovers. I had four at Penn State. They've come back from -6 to -1. I see the Badgers, I think, are +2 if I read it correctly earlier this week. So they're both playing some of their better football right now. And I think I told Matt earlier, I liken this game to Iowa and Iowa State.
Yeah.
In intrastate battle. And I'm so happy that this rivalry is protected. I grew up on the Mississippi River, so to me it was always Iowa-Wisconsin. Yeah, Floyd of Rosedale, Iowa-Minnesota, that's important.
Yeah.
But there's nothing like the Badgers and the Hawkeyes. It's corn against dairy.
There we go. It's good to have you here. Thanks for spending time with us. Always great to see you. It is Wisconsin and Iowa. They'll kick off at 3:05 today. Still to come, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Coming up next, our Minute with Mac. We'll hear from Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Our Badgers pregame show continues. Time now for our Minutes with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation. Our weekly pregame chat with Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. Last week, extra special. The win was great. Aaron Gibson, honorary captain. Troy Vincent recognized going into the College Football Hall of Fame. You got a Pro Football Hall of Famer coming in here, a UW Athletic Hall of Famer, a College Football Hall of Famer, all wrapped up into one, Joe Thomas. That's going to be a lot of fun for him, for fans to see him here at Camp Randall, right?
Yeah, I think it will. And really excited for Joe and his family and for our fans to be able to have this moment and celebrate Joe's career and what he's meant to football, the game of football. And, you know, it was last August when he was enshrined and, you know, this is a moment for Badger fans to celebrate that in person at a rivalry game like Iowa.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of voice, Luke Fickell is learning it. And it, I thought Monday in his news conference, I mean, it's always informative, and he just knows how to present things and how much he embraces rivalries. He grew up with it, obviously, where he went to school. But he seems like he's learning quickly. Rivalry games like this, the one at the end of the season with Minnesota, but this is one that I think means a lot to him, doesn't it?
I think it does, and I think that just speaks to, you know, where Luke has come from as a Big Ten guy, a Big Ten player, a Big Ten coach, and, you know, he's, like you said, he's learning about this rivalry and he's embracing it. I know one thing, that there are a lot of kids in that locker room and that are going to take the field today that know firsthand what the rivalry is about, and I think that's more important than anything, and that the players on the field, you know, have a sense of what this game is about and what it's meant to really generations of players that have come before them.
Yep, a true rivalry it is, Wisconsin and Iowa. That's Chris McIntosh, and that is this week's Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation.
All right, thank you, Matt LePay. We continue on with our Badger pregame. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizza is a proud partner of Badger Athletics, made right here in Wisconsin and loaded with award-winning mozzarella cheese from Wisconsin. Brew Pub pizzas are everything we love here in the Badger State. Scoop one up today from your local grocery store or enjoy one the next time you're at the game right here at Camp Randall Stadium. Our Badgers in the NFL segment is coming up next, presented by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit FSC.com.
Ball sure is pretty.
I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Okay. This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good! And the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at AStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to A Street Auto.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 55 this afternoon under overcast skies, northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight, 40. Highs around 54, tomorrow, overcast. A mix of clouds and sun Monday with daytime highs approaching 54. 57 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
We continue with the Badgers pregame show. I'm Mike Keller at Camp Randall Stadium. The game will kick here at 3:05. Should be dry. It's going to be windy. Winds out of the northwest, or north to northwest, so we'll see how that plays at game time. We'll check in down on the field with Patrick Herb in just a bit. Time for our Badgers in the NFL segment, presented by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. Here's Nick Brusewitz.
We begin our Badgers in the NFL with Russell Wilson and the Broncos. The only real highlight for Russ in Thursday's 19-8 loss to the Chiefs was his fourth quarter 11-yard touchdown pass to Cortland Sutton, which was initially called incomplete.
If the touchdown stands the way we saw it, then it was called incomplete. We could tell before we went to the break, it was a touchdown.
As Terry mentioned with the knee.
Wilson threw for 95 total yards while also tossing two interceptions. The Broncos are now 1-5, and they host the Packers on the 20th. Second. In week five, following a four-game stint on the PUP list, Jonathan Taylor made his 2023 debut with the Colts. He didn't record any highlight reel plays, but he did churn out 18 yards on six carries while reeling in a 16-yard catch. The Steelers' defense once again looked dominant in week five versus the Ravens in the team's 17-10 win, and TJ Watt was once again right in the middle of the action. Watt recorded two sacks, bringing his season total up to eight while also recovering this fumble.
First down, Jackson, ball is out! Sitting there, scooped up by the Steelers, T.J. Watt. Highsmith knocks it free.
Over in San Francisco, the Cowboys struggled to get much going offensively against the 49ers, losing 42-10, but Jake Ferguson was able to reel in three catches for 28 yards. Other former Badgers with big impacts this week included Andrew Van Ginkel, who got this sack for Miami in their win over the Giants.
Would have liked more, and now Van Ginkel comes in with yet another sack of Daniel Jones.
He finished his day with three total tackles, including the sack, which was his fourth of the season. Lastly, TJ Edwards registered his first quarterback takedown of the year in the Bears' victory in Washington, providing an exclamation point during his 10-tackle night. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, thank you, Nick. Still to come, we'll check around the Big Ten scores going on right now. We'll also visit with sideline reporter Patrick Herb and talk with Jesse Temple from The Athletic. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Shop the Pig!
Are you ready for Badger football? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those epic on-the-field moments. Shields is right there cheering with you. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online, and let's get ready for Badger football. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Hey,
Bounce Matt back at it for Brewpub Pizza. The month of October is the creme de la creme in the pizza industry. It's the big game for all things pizza. It's National Pizza Month, so it's about time you roll out the red carpet that leads right to your freezer and usher in a Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza. In case you haven't heard, Brewpub Pizzas are made in the heart of pizza-loving land, Kekana, Wisconsin. So that means yes, Brewpub Pizzas are loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, high-quality toppings, and zesty, flavorful sauce. So join the National Pizza Month fun and put a Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza on the menu tonight. Available at your local grocery store.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Don't be chicken. Hunt and peck your way over to wiscountry.com/chicken to vote on the new name for the WIRI logo. We've narrowed it down to three choices, and we need you to vote for your favorite. It's easy. Go to wiscountry.com/chicken, enter your name and email address, and put the names in order, starting with the one you like best. Voting closes October 26th. Then tune into the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8 on Halloween to find out the winner. Help us name that chicken and keep listening to Wiscountry on 105.5 WIRI.
We continue on the Badgers pregame show from Camp Randall Stadium. I'm Mike Heller. Temperature is going to be fine, right about 50, low 50s today. It will be windy, but the rain appears to be out of the forecast. Let's look around the Big Ten right now. First, a look at the standings. Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State, all unbeaten in the East. It would appear it will stay that way. I'll give you details here in a moment. Wisconsin is 2-0 in the West. Iowa is 2-1. Everyone else in the Big Ten West has two losses, while Illinois is winless. The Badgers will travel to Champaign next Saturday afternoon. 11 a.m. games today. Indiana, 2-3 overall, 0-2 in the Big Ten, at Michigan, number 2 in the country, and the Wolverines are going to stay unbeaten. They trailed 7-0 at the end of one. They lead it 38-7 with about 5 minutes to play in the third quarter in that one. J.J. McCarthy is thrown for 222 and 3 TDs. Blake Corum, 12 carries, 52 yards, and a couple of visits to the end zone so far in that one. Ohio State leads at Purdue 34-0. 4.5 minutes to play in the third. McCord is thrown for 3 touchdowns, 248 yards in that one as Ohio State, who will be here 2 weeks from now. The Buckeyes look to go to 6-0 and 3-0 in the Big Ten. A little bit later on, Penn State, the other undefeated from the East, they will play out of conference at home at 2:30 against UMass. Massachusetts is 1-6. Penn State is 6-0 entering that one. The 2:30 games today, Illinois at Maryland. As I mentioned, the Badgers will travel to Champaign next Saturday afternoon, and UMass at Penn State. So that'll take you around the Big Ten. When we come back, we'll go down on the sidelines with Patrick Herb. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is officially open.
Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24-7. The Elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Shop the Bin!
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Shop the Bin!
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! And the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise Financial Advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
Once again, back at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, Badgers and Hawkeyes kick off today at 3:05. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. We welcome in Patrick Herb, who's down on the sidelines for today's game, our sideline reporter. And the forecast earlier in the week made me go, oh, Patrick. And now today, winds are out of the north at 15, but it's 52 degrees right now. Wind chill feels like 46. That's a nothing. No weather issues today except for maybe the wind.
I appreciate your concern for my well-being.
Yeah, I was worried.
I too was very, very concerned with standing out here in the pouring rain. And yeah, if you'd have told me it would be like this 3 days ago, this is beautiful fall football weather, especially for this game, Wisconsin versus Iowa. So yeah, temperatures are going to hover around 53. No problem there. It is breezy. You're right about that. But it's bright enough that I thought about wearing sunglasses today. Like, that's how nice it is out here. The wind, as you know, in this stadium swirls. So if you want to try to gauge which way it's blowing, that's a challenging answer. In general, I would say it's blowing from the north to the south, so left to right, as you guys look at it in the booth. But that said, in watching the punters kind of warm up a little bit, the ball's hanging the other direction at times too. So it just makes for a little tricky and can be a little mental game for the kicking game. I don't think it's going to affect the passing game like we thought it might a few days ago.
Yeah, even as we speak, as they are punting into this towards the south end zone, the ball seems to be holding up in the air. In your experience here, is there an end of the field that is more difficult for kickers to read?
You know, that's interesting, and they've changed the south end so much over the last, you know, decade or two when they closed in those corners, and then now the south end zone that has a much denser feeling now than it does. But I don't know that I've ever heard feedback that one end is more challenging than the other, to be honest.
Let's talk about the rivalry game that's an empty trophy case for Wisconsin right now with the Heartland Trophy. It is a point of emphasis, and Coach Fickell and the staff have been on it since training camp, but certainly they were on the rivalry game this week.
Yeah, and so the way Wisconsin handles trophies, just in general. So there is what they call the wow room up in the football offices on the 8th floor of the north end of Camp Randall Stadium, where the coaches' offices are. They take recruits in there. That's where the Heisman trophies live, the Big Ten championships, etc. The rivalry trophies, though, those are in the locker room. Each one has its own case. The Freedom Trophy against Nebraska, the Heartland Trophy against Iowa, and, of course, the Axe against Minnesota. So the players have a constant daily reminder that they do not possess that trophy. So let's start with that as a kind of a baseline. But then I thought it was really enlightening to listen to Luke Fickell talk this week about his approach to rivalries. He loves them. Sometimes coaches downplay it and say, yeah, just another game, and we don't talk rivalries. Bo Ryan was famous for that. He didn't know the word rival. He didn't know that word. Luke Fickell's the opposite. I heard him say just this morning that this is the type of thing we can't ever let go of in college football. We can't let this get away because this is what makes college football so great, these rivalries. So he talked about how important it is to understand, respect the tradition, and putting his kind of money where his mouth is, they had rivalry nights during training camp where they had install sessions where they were working ahead on Minnesota, Nebraska, and Iowa. So from a football tactic standpoint, but they also had people speak on that, former players who've played in those rivalries. You got to remember, this entire coaching staff is brand new. Not one of them has been in this game. Some have played against Iowa, Fickell when he was at Ohio State, Mike Tressel at Michigan State. But in general terms, they haven't seen this version of Iowa versus Wisconsin. So guys like Bo Allen, guys like Casey Rabach, Chris Orr, who's the honorary captain today, and Alec James, each took time, whether it was live in camp or whether it was over a video recording, to kind of give a little bit of the history, give a little how special it is in some of these games.
Patrick, last one for you, and there's a lot of conversation whenever this rivalry takes place about Iowa's defense and what Phil Parker has done with Iowa's defense, and it is fantastic. Their numbers are outstanding, as they always are. What about Wisconsin's? In the transition to Mike Tressel and this defense, where do you see the evolution?
Yeah, I think that they will admit that they're still learning their personnel a little bit and what's going to be best and most effective for this team defensively. First few games, they played a lot of spread, air raid, wide open offenses, and they had mixing in this dollar package that they brought with them from Cincinnati, where you have an extra safety on the field, moving Hunter Waller around. They have evolved a little bit. If you saw that last Rutgers game, much less dollar package, changed it much to much more traditional front, maybe, that Wisconsin has been used to. I would expect to see a lot more of that today because of the way Iowa plays offensively. So Muma John Mehta is kind of a really interesting piece of this evolution. Leading tackler last season, started the first three games of the season, then played just one snap against Purdue, rotated in against Rutgers, was told this week he's probably going to split 50-50 now at middle linebacker. This is a game where he can excel. Maybe some of those other games don't suit his skill set. So that evolution, that learning of this personnel has been kind of fun to watch as Mike Tressel and Luke Fickell learn this team.
By the way, just one final thought here. You're from Appleton. Are you showing a little Appleton tough today down there, even though it's 52? No jacket?
Oh, it's hardy people up in Appleton.
Okay, all right.
Hardy people.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry about me. We'll be good here.
Okay, all right. I'm always worried about you. Patrick Herb's on the sideline throughout the day. Jesse Temple from The Athletic, he is in next. We'll talk more Badgers Hawkeyes in a couple of moments. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We continue as the Badgers get ready to take on the Iowa Hawkeyes. Kickoff is set for 3:05 today. I'm Mike Heller in our broadcast booth. Jesse Temple has joined me here. Scott Docterman is your counterpart on The Athletic that covers Iowa. In your piece that you guys went back and forth on, you were looking for an update on the drive for 3:25. That would give our for our listeners that might not know what you were referencing.
Well, obviously, Iowa's offense has not been very good this year. Unfortunately for the Hawkeyes, it hasn't been very good for the last several years. And before this year, the former athletic director, Gary Barta, made this situation happen where they said they had to average 25 points a game in order for Brian Ferentz to maintain his role. Now, that's not official, right. But even putting that out there has kind of put a damper on Iowa's entire season because all anyone wants to talk about is, can you average 25 points a game? The answer, Mike, so far, no.
No, they can't. What makes this one special? You've been doing this for a bunch of years now. This game always, some people call it a rock fight. I don't know what the nation thinks of the game. I don't know how many people across the country are dialed in to this one, but you've been around it. What makes it special?
It starts with the respect that both programs have for each other. A lot of that has to do with the fact that they're recruiting the same types of players, and up until this year ran a lot of similar concepts, both offensively and defensively. That's one of the more intriguing aspects of this particular game, is Wisconsin's offense being so different from what it traditionally has been. But the other thing is, look at just since they went to the East-West divisional split, Mike, six of the nine times the West team has gone to the Big Ten Championship, it's been either Wisconsin or Iowa. So I think that has a lot to do with why this game is so important.
Well, I want to get to Deacon Hill in a moment, but you just brought me to this. The Big Ten West, and you wrote it in that piece, the Big Ten West outside of these two and maybe as a whole, just not very good. We're not going to have it anymore, but the road to Indianapolis on December 2nd
probably goes through this game today.
Right. I know this is only the second weekend in October, but this to me feels essentially like a de facto Big Ten West championship game. Certainly if Wisconsin wins, the Badgers are in the driver's seat because they'd be 3-0 in the Big Ten, and every other team in the division would have at least two losses. These are the only two teams in the division that even came in this week with a winning record, and you've already seen Minnesota blew a 21-point lead to Northwestern, lost by 6 touchdowns to Michigan. Purdue, which has lost to both of these teams, Iowa and Wisconsin, is currently being beaten quite badly by Ohio State, and then Nebraska and Northwestern are playing each other, and the loser will have 3 losses in Big Ten play. So it's these two teams and nobody else in my mind right now.
Yeah, then the update on that, Ohio State, they're up 34-0 at Purdue at the end of three quarters, and Michigan leads Indiana 38-7. Let me just ask you about the East, because there are three teams at the top. They're all going to face one another. Michigan, Penn State, and Ohio State, all undefeated. Also, obviously, undefeated in the league. The first of those showdowns starts next week.
For Wisconsin, yeah, it's going to be in 2 weeks they're going to play Ohio State. But are you talking about when Ohio State and Penn State play each other?
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, someone's going to emerge from the East. They're all fantastic teams. And look, the West has never beaten the East in a Big Ten championship game. It would take something pretty special for one of these two teams that are playing right here at Camp Randall to pull that off.
Let me ask you what you remember of Deacon Hill. Yeah. He'll be Iowa's starting quarterback here today. The former Badger didn't get much time or opportunity to work his way up here. What do you remember?
Well, I wrote about Deacon for this week, and the thing that anybody around here will remember is the incredible arm strength. I remember players raving about a bowl prep practice that he had in 2021. This was back in December of that year, where he rolled to his left. He had a defensive lineman barreling down. On him, he threw off his back foot and delivered a 50-yard bullet for a touchdown pass. Those are the kind of things that he can provide. What's always eluded him, I think, at the college level is some of that touch. And you're seeing he's completing 37.5% of his passes. And last week, he only completed 6 of 21. So that is something that I was going to have to figure out to have a chance here.
What do you see as the storyline that will write today's winner and loser? Like, it would be simple, and I said this earlier, revelation in college athletics or in football at any level, turnover margin. But that's how Iowa stays in games, don't they? Special teams and turnovers.
Well, there's a reason why Iowa's 5-1, and it is not its offense. The Hawkeyes right now rank dead last in the FBS in total offense, almost 10 full yards behind the team that's next to last. So it is defense. And oddly enough, even though Wisconsin is running its version of an air raid, I think this is going to be a quintessential Iowa-Wisconsin matchup where it's dictated in the trenches. I don't anticipate a ton of big plays because Iowa's defense doesn't give up very many.
Let me give you two offensive questions before we wrap. One is about the running attack for Wisconsin. How much different did it look to you a week ago with Jackson Aker in for the injured Ches Malusi? And can that version of this running attack win?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought Jackson was tremendous in his debut in that particular role. Every time he had the ball, he made a move. He showed versatility, physicality. He caught a 6-yard pass into the flat and knocked a linebacker over. So if you can get 50, 60 yards out of Jackson and Braylon is going to give you 100 yards and a touchdown, minus the fumble, obviously, you're going to have a great opportunity.
The other question that a lot of fans are asking, and I'm sure you've seen it on your site, is where is this potent offense and the arm and the air success for Tanner Mordecai, which he came in with all of the numbers, but those numbers haven't translated in the throwing game here.
It's certainly not where anybody anticipated it would be. For Mordecai to have 3 touchdown passes and 3 interceptions through 5 games, I certainly wouldn't have predicted that, especially when you consider he had 72 touchdown passes the last 2 years at SMU. Again, I think he's as valuable as anybody on this team. His running talent is underrated a little bit, the way he's able to keep drives alive. I don't think we're going to see a ton of those big pass plays this week. I think Iowa is tied for the 7th fewest nationally in terms of 25-plus yardage plays allowed. But I do think that's in the repertoire, and we're going to see it as this season moves along.
One of the areas that we talked about during camp and was that this wide receiver room looked different. On the field, that hasn't presented itself. It's kind of the same question as the last. How do the wide receivers stack up so far from what we thought we might see to what we're seeing?
Again, expectations were so high coming into the season that it's fair to say they have not stacked up to where we thought they would be. That doesn't mean they can. I think the talent is still there. Chimere Dike is averaging more than 20 yards per reception right now, so he has actually been the big play guy. I still have a lot of faith in Bryson Green to win those 50-50 opportunities if Tanner puts it on him and he gets an opportunity. And obviously Will Pauling and Skylar Bell are leading the team in receptions other than Braylon Allen. The slot receivers are going to continue to do damage. The one guy that I still want to see more out of is CJ Williams. We saw some glimpses a couple of weeks ago, but collectively that unit has so much talent that you expect more.
Jesse Temple of The Athletic, thank you. We appreciate it. Wisconsin and Iowa, the kickoff will be 3:05 here today. Matt LePay, Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herb will take over next. I'm Mike Heller. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Okay.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey, Mats, Matt back at it for Brewpub Pizza. The month of October is the creme de la creme in the pizza industry. It's the big game for all things pizza. It's National Pizza Month, so it's about time you roll out the red carpet that leads right to your freezer and usher in a Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza. In case you haven't heard, Brewpub Pizzas are made in the heart of pizza-loving land, Kekana, Wisconsin. So that means, yes, Brewpub Pizzas are loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, high-quality toppings, and zesty, flavorful sauce. So join the National Pizza Month fun and put a Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza on the menu tonight. Available at your local grocery store.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.